Hunter Biden's former business partner, Devin Archer, shared information about a recent meeting with President Trump after news of a reported planned pardon made headlines over the weekend. I had about 6 minutes with the president. He gave me some very encouraging words, so I'm very hopeful for that. Archer told Fox News Monday about a conversation he had Saturday with Trump at the NCAA Wrestling Championships in Philadelphia. Trump told the New York Post Sunday he would give Archer a full pardon because he was, quote, screwed by the Bidens. Archer, who served on the board of Ukrainian energy company Burisma with Hunter, was prosecuted for participating in a fraudulent bond issuance scheme involving a Native American tribe in 2015. He was sentenced to a year and a day in prison and had his conviction overturned and then reinstated in 2020. The Supreme Court rejected his appeal last year. The New York Post reports his sentence was overturned again in 2022 on a technicality, and he will be resentenced later this year. Archer accused the Biden family of being behind his prosecution, saying Hunter Biden went untouched despite his involvement in the bond issuances and close ties to Archer. Archer said he believes he was used as collateral damage. You didn't think you'd ever need this pardon because Joe Biden said he'd take care of you. Isn't that what he said? Asked a Fox News host. Absolutely. Well, and so did Hunter. I mean, once a Biden, always a Biden. Archer responded. First of all, I didn't think I'd need this because I never did anything. I was a victim of financial fraud in which I invested a lot of money and was taken down by a whistleblower who was blowing the whistle on Hunter. Archer testified to the House Oversight Committee in 2023 that Hunter put his father on speakerphone with his business partners 20 times over the course of their business dealings. Joe would end a meeting and say, "You do a favor for me, you're my friend. You do a favor for my son, you're a friend for life." Joe Biden pardoned his son in December, with only weeks to go in his presidency after repeatedly insisting he would not intervene on Hunter's federal gun and federal tax evasion charges.